Zona ziara zeji matero na idanda down kawa makumapiri uko mitenda sana nkosa iri makeni konga greetings massive Morocco pangombe mitendeo tuamireke la achani findu firenda shani mli wanji mwakabwanja pozona rewind selector you know yeah news time right about now at exactly 12:45 afternoon news. We cross over to the newsroom for our common radio news at exactly 12:45. 23 hours.
Elder decries a lack of development and calls for urgent action. In Africa news, a press union warns of a shrinking democratic space in Liberia. Good afternoon. It is Sunday, the 26th of April 2026. And to present the news in detail, my name is Sylvester Kaumba. An 86-year-old resident of a Chiwolia compound in Lusaka, Samson Nshiko, has expressed a concern over the lack of a meaningful development in that community. Speaking to Compound Radio News during the My Vote, My Voice, My Right program, Mr. Nshiko said that in all his years living in the community, he has not seen any meaningful improvements. He noted that the absence of key infrastructure and opportunities has contributed to increasing cases of drug abuse and other illicit activities among young people. He has since appealed to authorities to prioritize development in Chiwolia by constructing essential facilities such as a government school, a clinic, a police post, and recreational spaces to help engage youths and improve living conditions in the area. Baolan Urban Health Center in Lusaka has received medical equipment worth $3 million donated by the Lottery Club of Nkwazi with support from the Lottery Foundation. The donation, made under the Nkwazi Lee Summit Project Cure Hospital Equipment Project, is aimed at improving service delivery and access to quality health care. Rotary Club Ankwazi President Brian Chituo says the equipment will help the facility manage patients more efficiently and ease pressure on referral hospitals. Meanwhile, Rotary Foundation Chairperson Hojik Nak says the foundation is working with local authorities to ensure the equipment is effectively utilized. And Nurse in Charge Esnat Banda says the donation will improve our service delivery and help meet the growing demand for health care. The equipment include an ultrasound machine, a labor water monitor, and other medical supplies. Mukushi Zamunsakamba Ward Development Committee Vice Chairperson Asla Changwe has commended the Rural Electrification Authority RIA for progress made in electrifying Kasansama Primary School. Speaking in an interview, Ms. Changwe said the project is progressing well and will greatly benefit the local community. She noted that the initiative is a key step towards improving access to electricity in the area. Ms. Changwe added that once completed, the program will enhance learning conditions at the school and support economic activities in Munsakamba Ward.
Yoko kutosa imi bombele ya wali ya rama nai tuwa tuwetila kuno awantu wa tumawale bomba kye buino na mudimo renda fasta paso bali puisho kukwempa bali tulane kili nduma kushimpa mapo na wamba na kushimpa mapo na mapo yonse ya adisa ene time ene de kunku ba puisho so na totila sana kwa mibu ya ama lai tayari aretwa sana kwa wa masakulu mpa maskulu wadi mbino tupatero kuyenta nchi katuwa fulisa sana na ama biku wesaye iliku no ya alikuwe kila panu mamuna ndunama light.
Agriculture expert Oliver Abulaya says low production levels among smallholder farmers remain Zambia's biggest agriculture challenge. Speaking in an exclusive interview, Dr. Abulaya noted that despite various government interventions, yields for most small-scale farmers have remained low this farming season. He said although maize production has improved due to irrigation programs, support under FISIP, and increased participation by large-scale farmers, smallholders who form the majority are still struggling. Dr. Abulaya warned that low yields are contributing to poverty in rural households and undermining food security.
Diversified interventions that the government has undertaken in the area of irrigation, you know, engaging the large-scale farmers and also setting up, you know, production levels of our small border farmers in the support of a bigger percentage of our farmers that are contributing to maize production are the small border farmers. And when you look at the trend this time around, the production levels per unit area is extremely low.
We now have our current business rates, and when we come back, join us for the rest of the news.
These business rates are brought to you by MTN.
Ela, chokako. Bwana wa mabwana afika.
Oh, so ndio bwana wa mabwana. Ni phone ya wagula.
Manje, wizi walola Maximwat is for the biggest bosses.
You heard right. Unganikale, bwana wa mabwana with MTN's Alola Max. A fast 4G smartphone with a big screen, good camera, long-lasting battery, 32GB memory storage, and 2 SIM card slots. All for just 795 kwacha. The Alola Max also comes with 3GB free data every month for 3 months. Alola Maximwe. Get yours today from any MTN service center. MTN, what are we doing today?
Current business rates on Company Radio.
My business rates, Mitego, Zama Oda, Zamele Jalandida, Ife, Takomoni Radio, Nizi.
50 kg Impua, 70 kwacha. 50 kg Lumanda, 250. 50 kg Kalembula, 150. 50 kg Repu, 130. 50 kg Ondwe, 130. 50 kg Delele, 200.